Hello everyone, my name is Sarah, and I'm here to talk to you about the importance of practical training and how curating a professional portfolio helped kickstart my career.
When I was in my second year of university, I knew I wanted to work in media. My friends suggested I just rely on my good grades to get a job, and my parents thought getting a part-time job in a local shop was the best way to show I was reliable. But it was actually my tutor who advised me to start curating a professional portfolio of my work. He explained that prospective employers want to see what you can actually do, not just what you've studied in a classroom.
So I joined the student magazine to get some practical experience. I really wanted my first article to be about the university sports tournament, but an older student grabbed that assignment first. Instead, I covered a local music festival that was happening in town, which turned out to be a great starting point because it got a lot of attention from the student body. Writing for student periodicals is a fantastic experience, but it certainly comes with challenges. You'd think finding interesting topics would be the hardest part, or maybe sticking to the strict word counts the editors gave us. However, it was actually managing deadlines that proved to be the biggest challenge for me. I had to balance my coursework with my writing, which required a lot of discipline and time management. Once I had a few good articles to my name, I needed to figure out how to present them. Initially, I bought a fancy leather binder, thinking I could hand it to interviewers in person. But employers nowadays want things instantly accessible and shareable, so I eventually put everything onto a digital website. It just made sense to have a link I could put at the very top of my CV. When deciding what to include, obviously the final published articles are the main feature. I briefly considered including my early drafts to show my editing process, but decided against it, as it looked a bit too messy. I did, however, make sure to add some original photographs I'd taken to accompany the pieces. It really showed that I could offer a complete package to a future employer. Working on these articles taught me a lot of practical skills. I was already quite good at researching from my academic studies, and my editing certainly improved over time. Yet the most valuable skill I picked up was interviewing, learning how to talk to strangers, ask the right questions, and draw out interesting quotes was incredibly useful. Putting the portfolio together took some time. When designing it, I didn't spend much time on the colour scheme, and the font size was standard. What I really focused on was the visual layout, making sure the articles were easy to scan, and that the whole thing looked highly professional. Before sending it out with my job applications, I wanted a second opinion. I asked my magazine editor for a review, but she was just too busy at the time. My older sister had a quick look, but the most useful feedback came from a career advisor at the university, who pointed out exactly what employers in the industry would be looking for. When I finally got invited to an interview with a top media firm, I expected to feel incredibly nervous, or at least overly excited to the point of distraction. But honestly, knowing I had this solid body of work to show made me feel completely confident. I knew I could prove my capabilities rather than just talk about them.
I was hoping to get a role as a junior editor straight away, or maybe even a social media manager. As it turned out, I was offered a position as a communications assistant. I absolutely love it, and I use the skills I learned from building that portfolio every single day.